Well, thank you everyone for coming out. I'm really excited to present the work that we're working on. So I'm Michelle Irwin, and I'm the president and founder of All Wheels Up. All Wheels Up is a nonprofit research organization, and we are the only organization in the world crash testing wheelchair securement systems for commercial flight. This is just an image of some of our board members. So our project mission is to create a wheelchair spot on commercial planes, just as you see on buses and trains today. So while our key area of focus is crash testing wheelchair securement systems at FAA testing facilities, we are also working with universities on support data. In addition to that, we are also working on how our studies can also benefit evacuations during disasters, such as some of the hurricanes that we've had in the United States. And we are working with FEMA on maybe a new SOP. In addition, our organization also raises funds and raises awareness with the airlines for a future wheelchair spot. So in the past, we were actually further ahead than where we are today. So in 1942, this airplane was FDR's plane that was built just for him. It was built for his political safety as well as his dignity. It was built with an elevator for his political safety, as well as aisles wide enough for him to maneuver his wheelchair around the plane. So All Wheels' stance on this is that the engineers of today aren't any less intelligent or any less empathetic, and if given the opportunity, they would be able to create a wheelchair spot. So where are we today? So we know that today people do not fly strapped down in their wheelchairs. However, this image here is of a gentleman who works for the UN, and he actually does travel the world strapped down on a military cargo plane in his wheelchair. In our interview with him, he has said that since his accident, this has been the most comfortable he's traveled while flying. I also did learn in another interview, about 30 years ago, there was another gentleman who did fly commercially, and he was strapped down in his wheelchair. So for some reason, we've moved back and not forward. And so this gentleman here is strapped down with military cargo ties, and this is what we're trying to implement with FEMA for mass evacuations. So where are we today? So today we have the FAA Reauthorization Act, and I'm actually happy to report that as of yesterday, both the House and the Senate passed the FAA Reauthorization Act, and there was an amendment to fund the feasibility study on in-cabin wheelchair securement systems. Our organization was instrumental in having this amendment or provision stay intact in the FAA Reauthorization Act. With this, there will be funding for 2 years to fund the feasibility study of a wheelchair spot on planes. And at the end of 2 years, we hope we'll be discussing next steps. So in the United States, we also were trying to go at it in two ways. If the FAA Reauthorization Act was struck, we also had the same amendment put into the Air Carriers Access Act, which is also on the floor, with the same exact wording for the study of in-cabin wheelchair restraint systems. With the approval of the FAA Reauthorization Act, I don't necessarily think this amendment will have difficulty going through, but the United States is the first country with legislation for provisions to move forward with a wheelchair spot. So why do we need research? So in all of the FAA literature, there's this one paragraph that describes how someone with a severe physical disability would prefer to travel. And this one sentence, if you take it out, the red one just says, quadriplegics will prefer cabin wall seating as providing more support on one side. So All Wheels Up stance on this is that this sentence hasn't been studied and nor has it been surveyed. And we do not believe that this is the safest way someone with reduced mobility would prefer to travel. So All Wheels Up proposed solution is the evaluation of wheelchair securement systems. So we'll be studying wheelchairs, tie downs, and how that affects occupant protection for all. So not just the person who uses the wheelchair, but also everybody else in the cabin. So how did we get to where we are today to prove that wheelchair securements can pass FAA standards? So in 2011, Q-Strain had just released a study that their restraints had passed a 20G crash test, and that made us backtrack, and the seats that we all sit in today only pass 16 Gs. So we took this information to the FAA, and they were actually really interested and wanted to start working with us on crash testing. Unfortunately, they couldn't release the funds to start the studying, so that's when All Wheels Up decided instead of advocating for a wheelchair spot, we were going to come up with the money to fund our own crash test. And so this is just the 16G rule, and this is what the FAA standard is. Sorry, I'm having a little trouble with maneuvering the slides. Oops. So what did we test? We have been working with the FAA, and the FAA standard was the 14 CFR 25.561 and the 562. Basically, it's general aviation, which is taxiing, and then the emergency landings. And so what did we test? Oh my goodness, I'm sorry. I'm not sure why we're having so much trouble. Okay, so the wheelchair securements that we studied was actually what you would see in your, say, accessible vans today. So we tested the QRT 360, and what was really exciting about that is when we were at the FAA crash test facility, the L-Track system that you see in, say, your minivan today is the same exact L-Track system that you would see on your planes today that the airplane seats lock into. So we actually don't have to start from ground zero in, say, an R&D on a wheelchair securement system that would go into an airplane for commercial flight. So we also used a surrogate wheelchair for crash testing, and this is what the securement system companies such as Q-Strain used to crash test their securement systems. Okay, now we're going backwards. So in 2016, All Wheels Up made history, and we were the first organization, and still the only organization, to crash test securement systems at an FAA testing facility. In addition to many people just thinking we're crazy, there also wasn't any sled in the world that would actually hold a wheelchair for crash testing. So we also had to fund the blueprinting and construction of the sled that you see here. This is still the only sled today that holds a wheelchair for testing at any aviation facility. And again, we're going backwards. So our next steps are to after the QRT 360s, which we just tested, we plan on testing the other restraint systems that that Q-Strain has on the market, such as the Cube, the Quantum, and the QLK-150. We actually just had a working group with every major airline in the United States, as well as Virgin Atlantic, and they are really interested in seeing how some of these systems actually work down the road for commercial flight. So the FAA has outlined additional testing for us. So in addition to having to test securement systems, obviously we're going to have to crash test power chairs and manual chairs, and then all of the subsequent parts of a wheelchair, such as headrests and seat belts and batteries. So our other areas of research, like I said, we are working with universities. So we are working on white paper studies for physical safety. We are working with Johns Hopkins on a paper to see how a wheelchair spot would actually increase ridership on an airplane, and also the safety study that would mimic another paper that the airlines had funded a few years back. So the paper would say if a wheelchair user had a spot over how much more often would they travel and their survivability rate over a 10-year period versus driving. And then we are also working with another university on a tarmac turn time efficiency study. And this is where the airlines are actually most intrigued with our research, because we are trying to show them that by even though they feel that they're going to lose money on taking a seat out, we are actually trying to show them that with the tarmac turn time efficiency studies, as well as not having to repair and replace wheelchairs, they can actually save money. And so they liked our idea of trying to get down to net neutral on taking out that wheelchair, that spot for a wheelchair. So this is an animation. This actually was done in 2015, so this was done a little bit before our working group with the airlines and with what they've actually decided they would like to see on the airplane. But this is with the four-point harness system, and the airlines are actually more interested in, say, the Quantum or the QLK-150. But this animation here was actually a real aha moment for our organization. And just on our social media, this animation has just received over 300,000 clicks. And in our BBC interview, this animation has been seen over 2.6 million times. The BBC saw such an increase in their viewership on this one interview with our organization and this animation, they're actually reposting it. So our strategies moving forward is our continued effort with our government to receive the funding at the government level to continue our research, and our outside funding, which has been through primarily foundations, grants, awards, and mostly individuals who believe in the work that we're doing, and our partnerships. We've really, over the last 7 years, have done a great job of networking and with the airlines, plane manufacturers, wheelchair manufacturers, universities, and other advocacy groups, such as a lot of the organizations that you see here today. So these are just other organizations that we are working with. We are working with the FAA, we are working with the CAA and ESA. We are working with the universities that are listed here, so University of Buffalo, the University of Michigan, and Johns Hopkins. The United States Access Board, we've presented our presentation to them several times. We have an NDA with Qstraint. We have an NDA with some EO original equipment manufacturers, as well as Airbus. And then we are also working with the United States organization standards, such as RESNA, as well as the ISO. So what is our takeaway? So wheelchair accessible air travel will happen. It may be in not the near future, but it is something that the airlines are very interested in, and the conversations do need to start happening today, and the research needs to happen today for it to happen. And working together is the only way that we will actually get there. So, and our special thanks to Qstraint. Qstraint donated restraints for our crash testing, CalSpan, which is our testing facility, and the other organizations that you see here listed today who were a huge reason why we can report our feasibility study today. And that's it. Thank you, Michelle.